I feel like this episode has made me feel more fossil-y than I ever have in my entire life.
I never felt younger.
Let's go home. Hey guys, welcome back to Well Till 9, hosted by myself, Laura, and him. Wow, great.
What's up, guys?
It's
boyfriend. How are you? Good morning, Latvia.
And?
Brazil,
Tasmania.
A little bit of India.
Canada. And Canada.
Did we have a,
did we just have a little telepathy?
Maybe.
Anyways, hi guys, welcome back to the pod. So we are recording this, this is probably the earliest podcast we've ever recorded in the history of Wild Till 9.
Before noon.
We never record before noon because what's happening tonight?
We're getting drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Legal ones.
What kind of legal drugs?
Probably Pfizer.
Yeah, no, definitely Pfizer. Definitely Pfizer. Well, because you said legal drugs and like that includes like marijuana and...
In like six states.
Well, our state. That's not a legal drug in this state.
That's a very American way to look at things. Well, it's legal here, so that's the way we're going to look at it.
Well, legal drugs in California. Anyways, we are getting vaccinated today and I could fucking cry. Oh my God. We are so excited.
But please don't.
Well.
Okay, or cry. Well, we can wait. It's
well,
fine.
Well.
Makes for a good thumbnail.
No, oh my God, we are so excited. We had the opportunity to get vaccinated and we encourage you to get vaccinated. And it is the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm
going to look so good in my bikini pic soon.
I'm going to look so good with a fucking I got vaccinated sticker on my
sweater. I really
sweater.
Feel like you're setting yourself up for failure here.
Why?
Because they're going to be out and you're going to go, but I didn't get a sticker.
I know. I'm really nervous that we're not going to get a sticker. Our friend got theirs this morning and got a sticker, but she went early. And so I'm nervous that the stickers are going to be gone by the time we get there. But as long as I get a shot in my arm, I will be happy, but not as happy if I did get a sticker. So I see what you're saying.
I assure you, if for whatever reason, the shot or the sticker don't happen where we're headed, since we're going downtown, we could go around the corner and get a shot of anything else.
Well,
with a few bucks.
Do you know that when I lived in downtown LA,
I'm excited to hear where the segue from my like street corner heroin joke leads you. Yeah. So like what are we setting up here?
I just want to quickly circle back and we don't segue around here. We segue around here. And no, so I just don't know where, segue, why.
Why don't you segue into it then?
So I would like to segue into this. Mm-hmm. So I lived downtown LA for about a year and a half and it was honestly so much fun. I was in a three-
Downtown sucks.
Downtown, no, but downtown sucks. Sucks ass. So sketchy. When I would walk Moose around the block, I'd be
sucks
like-
Sucks ass.
Just scary. Scary, scary, scary. I did live in a good area though. I lived near, what's the new sports situation? You know what I'm trying to say? What's that called again?
No, it's the LA sports situation.
Yeah, what is that? What
no,
is
it's
that called?
They call it.
What's it called, Smooth?
LA sports situation.
No, it's not the LA sports situation. Sports situation. What's it called?
LA Live.
So it's a good area. Like I lived in the most ideal area in downtown LA to like not be super sketchy, but that doesn't mean that the sketchy just does. It's downtown LA, but it was great because I lived within a 3-block radius of my three best friends and it was amazing. So two of them were in the same building. One of them was like 2.5 blocks away. And then I was right across the street from the 2 in the 1 building. And it was so much fun. Downtown LA, not fun, but being within a 3-block radius of your best friends, super fun. Anyways, where this was going, what I was gonna segue into was that when I decided to buy a house, I was like super excited. And I was just like so sick of living in downtown at that point. Cause I mean, I'd had Moose for maybe just like under a year, I think, just under a year. And so like, I was sick of walking Moose outside and it was just like sketchy. And a few days before I moved out, in the alley behind my apartment building, simultaneously, there was someone taking a shit and then a person halfway down the block down, putting a needle into their leg with their dick out. And that was the moment that I knew that I made the right decision to move elsewhere.
Dare. Not to do drugs. Not dare. Sponsored.
What does DARE stand for? DARE?
I don't know. It didn't work for me.
Oh, well, okay. Well, yeah. CC, the horse tranquilizer podcast.
I was actually chatting with a buddy the other day about the time that I lost a tooth after getting Well, fucked up on all sorts of things.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, but we'll save that for my episode. We're not just going to share those stories for yours.
Which tooth was it?
You can't see it in the back.
Oh. Was it a part of a tooth?
No, it was the whole thing.
It was the whole thing?
Well, technically it was a crown. I had a root canal on that tooth and then it fell off.
I see. Okay, well, I feel like you've halfway told the story. Just finish the story now.
No.
Okay. Well, anyways, today on our agenda is record the pod and then go get vaccinated and then
lay around and Lauren will be anxious about the side effects that aren't even here yet. And
right.
I will order Kentucky Fried Chicken or
Chick-fil-A or Wendy's.
I don't know. But there's something about the idea of the fact that like the better your immune system, from what I understand, is,
yeah,
the more it kind of attacks the virus and gives you a hard time.
So I think that means that you're going down more than I will.
Right. So, but that's why I'm gonna, like, at the same time I get the vaccine, I'm going to go grab like a 12 rack of chicken from KFC.
Uh-huh.
And that way my immune system's like, I don't even know what to fucking start with.
Oh, I see.
I want to hit it with the good stuff and the bad stuff all at the same time. So it's just like, ah!
That's a good strategy. The only thing is that
have you ever had a KFC bowl?
What the fuck's a KFC bowl?
I'm glad you asked. It's a bowl where they put like mashed potatoes and corn and like chicken, a popcorn chicken all in one, and they throw some gravy on it and some cheddar, and you eat it with a spoon.
No.
I want one of those today.
No, because then you're going to feel sick from that, and you might feel sick from...
Ugh. I assure you that I will have the vaccine and the KFC bowl, and I could wash it down with a six-pack of Natty Light. I will still feel better than you.
That is true. I'm a sensitive.
You're a sensy girl. I get it.
Look it. I'm emotional.
I can't believe you didn't get me one to match. We could have walked around. We could have literally
gone out.
Because
you're not emotional.
What do you mean I'm not emotional?
You're not emotional.
I am emotional. I'm an emotional adjacent.
Sure.
Like, I'm someone who wakes up the same way, more or less, and goes to sleep the same way, more or less, like, every day of my life.
Right.
And you, just by being a little, your emotions just permeate through the room.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I feel like I get emotional hangover from you.
Yeah. I have enough emotion for the both of us.
You do.
Yeah, for sure.
You do.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Where did this start?
Probably not anywhere productive.
Yeah, anyways. Also, my mom is coming. I'm so excited.
I know.
I'm so excited. I'm going to bawl like a baby. I could cry at any moment just think, oh my God, my tears. I'm going to suck them back into my face. I could cry at literally any moment thinking about them coming. Well, just my mom. My mom's only able to come.
You should cry about that.
What?
You should cry about that.
Oh God. I think that she is worried about me because my mental health has been absolute garbage. And so for her mental health too, I think that she needs to come here.
As I was telling you the other day, every time Lauren has a bad day, I do this thing where, and I should know better at this point.
Yeah.
But I text Lauren's mom and I just say, have you talked to Lauren yet?
I don't know why you approach it like that.
No, I just, but because if she has, then I want to say, hey, Lauren's having a bad day. Yeah. And if she's already talked to you, then like, okay, I'm just assuming that she has.
But then you're going to break the news most of the time.
Right. But what I'm trying to lay the ground of like, have you talked to Lauren today? No, what's up? And then we can game plan on it.
Yeah, but if you've preconditioned her to know that text.
I didn't precondition her. She just, every time I say that, I literally hear the FaceTime go off in the other room. And I'm like, I thought we were going to game plan first. I thought we were going to walk through what I knew combined with what you know. And that way the plan of attack is like, she could FaceTime like, oh, hey, was just calling because I got some updates. How are you? You know, and not just like, what's wrong?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you guys could work through that. I'll work through my, my situation. You guys can work through your plan of attack.
Yeah. It's you know, it's a marathon.
Yeah. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
But other than that, weather's warming up.
And also she'll be here for her birthday and Moose's birthday. Their birthdays are one day apart. And so between the four of us, it's going to be a fucking party.
Turn up.
Moose is turning four. It's very exciting.
Do you want to tell how old your mom's turning?
I don't know. I feel like maybe not.
Good answer.
I don't know. My mom's not someone that likes birthdays. She hates when the attention is on her.
My mom hates birthdays as well.
Yeah. It's more just like, so I remember last year, her birthday was obviously in quarantine. And I was thinking about having-
Everyone's birthday last year was in quarantine.
Yeah, fuck, you're right. No, if you're a January baby, you would-
Mine wasn't.
No, your birthday wasn't in quarantine last year. Yeah,
that's right.
Literally.
Mine wasn't.
So I was thinking about last year planning one of those like drive-by car birthday parades.
Yeah.
Remember when that was like a big thing? Like was like the super popular thing to do for birthdays. And so I was running the idea by like some of my mom's friends and my dad, and everyone was like, you need to abort that situation. Absolutely. Immediately. She will hate that. And she'll want to crawl into a ball and die.
You did it anyway, didn't you?
What?
You did it anyway.
No. I ended up going the route of like having all of her friends make like a cute little video and I stitch it together and made it.
Oh, I remember that week.
Like a little video montage of everyone saying happy birthday.
That was your job that week.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, yeah, it was, you know what? For everyone being between the ages, for the most part, between like 50 and 70, they did a great job. Everyone sent like amazing videos and it ended up being super cute.
I will say at any point in time, we're trying to like wrangle anything that requires technology from someone over the age of like 45.
You know what? No, even like our generation, because it's more of a time thing within our friends. People just forget and they just don't do it. But it was a technology thing. Someone sent me a video through WhatsApp and it was about 2 pixels big, and so they didn't get to be included because it just didn't make the cut.
Oh, so you do have a quality filter.
Well, you know, it needed to be bigger than two megapixels.
Got
so
it. It was shot on a French fry.
Yeah, it was literally shot on a French fry. Like not even a full French fry, a half French fry.
I feel like we have to give a little bit of context to that, but you know how like sometimes like just like the internet will go out or you'll just like upload something.
Or just like when a video hasn't fully processed and you have to watch it at like 240p or whatever, or you watch an old movie that hasn't been, what's it called, when they restore it basically and make it better. Anyways, when it looks like it's garbage quality because of whatever the reason is.
We just always say, oh, good, this is a shot on a French fry. I don't know why it's so funny.
It's funny every time.
It is.
It's funny every time.
But you know what's not shot on a French fry?
What's not shot on
a French fry? Wild Till 9.
Yeah, it's really not. Very expensive.
Very expensive.
Very expensive. So expensive. So that's our update, is that my mom is coming. I could cry at any moment just thinking about how excited I am. It's been since, it would have been since Christmas. No. Wait, did she come in February? Anyway, it's been over a year, and I'm someone who sees my family like.
No, it wouldn't have been February because I stopped flying in February of last year.
Yeah, but if she came at the beginning, because we didn't go into official lockdown until March.
I don't think so.
Anyways, it's been forever, and I'm someone who sees my family like every couple months. And so this year has been super hard. So
meanwhile, me and Donna do high fives once a year.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like that's like, for the most part, like a mother-son situation.
Yeah, sons leave.
Son, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like your mom and I talk more than you and Donna talk.
Every group chat just gets the mute the moment I see it.
Yeah,
I see more than one name.
Literally.
Oh, mute.
It's me and mute. Your mom talking about mute. Her dog.
If you want to talk to me, talk to me.
I guess, yeah.
You know, I just don't want to share the attention. Either you're going to talk to me or not.
Is that what it is?
No, I just like, to me, it's like if it can be in a group chat,
like
then I don't need to be the one that's driving the conversation.
Okay, that's
fair. But I feel that way always. I'm like, if I'm going to be in the conversation, I'm like, great, I'm in. I'm going to listen actively or like I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I just, the whole group thing, I'm just like, eh.
I kick Jeremy out of every group chat and just relay the information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way more efficient.
Yeah.
Because I don't go through like I have 96 unread messages. Great. Let me go back to the top and read all these things. No.
Yeah. Anyways, how was your week?
Good.
Yeah.
Still can't talk about shit. But
still
good.
Can't talk about shit. But oh God. Yeah. So last week I delivered.
Actually, let me try. Hey guys, I'm like really excited about this thing. It's like coming up. I've been working a really long time. I put my whole heart and soul into it. And it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm really excited to tell you. And like, if you're not only following, you have to follow because I'm going to talk about it here first. And like, okay, it's like one of those things where like, it's like my journey, but it also meets like what I've been preparing for in my experience. And it's like this like perfect thing that like I truly don't deserve, but it's about to happen to me. And like, I can't wait to share it with you. I'm just really excited. And like, so make sure you're following and be the first to know. Like and subscribe.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
You learned well from last week.
It was not rocket science.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an art to the delivery. There really is.
You know, yeah.
There's an art.
Yeah.
There's an art form to it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Not everyone can just be an influencer.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's this filter right now on Instagram where it just makes your face just like so plastic.
Yeah,
you've seen it. It makes the lips giant and the cheeks frozen.
Yeah.
And people are doing these.
Fuck, I need to get my cheeks frozen. My shit is just wrinkled. I can like see it from
not
here.
Wrinkled.
Look at these crow's feet.
You're
look at them.
Fine.
Look at them. Look at them.
You're fine.
I'm gonna be frozen soon.
Okay. Well, that's very nice. Anyway, so this filter, people are using it and they're doing parodies of like when influencers go live.
Yeah.
And they'll be reading the comments. And they'll be like, "You look so pretty. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much." And it's the funniest shit ever because like it is so. I've just seen a version of that in real life. 1,000 times.
Yeah. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
At home.
Would you like to?
On opposite day.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So I have a little game to play today and I'm interested to see how you do with this. So
old game of who's in my mouth.
I'm sorry. What?
What? The old. What game are you going to play?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Can you actually elaborate on what the rules are to that game?
Let's move forward.
Huh. Okay. So anyways, that's actually an old YouTube trend of what's in my mouth challenge. And it always got demonetized, even if you're just like putting candy in your mouth or like a Kleenex in your mouth, because the title just like gives you the ick a little bit.
Well, we can't use the word fuck anymore because we can't use it for ads. So you no just, more fucks.
Okay, well.
So no more fucks.
Demonetized.
If the word fuck is there, it can't be there. So if we say fuck, we can't use it for the
we
ads.
We have to self-edit the, you just made so much work for.
But just stop saying fuck.
You just made so much work for us. For us. Okay, so I'm.
Who's going to edit the ad file? Who's going to hop into the SRT file and edit it?
It's you.
Okay.
It's you.
Us.
Okay. Well, it's even worse making more work for just you.
Yeah, it sucks for me.
So I live on TikTok and I send Jeremy TikToks constantly throughout the day. He does not watch them and it's a fun little game that we play that makes me really sad, honestly. The best content. And then he'll send me something on Instagram and I'm like, bitch, this has been on TikTok for 2 weeks now. Because like the good stuff from TikTok always makes it over to Instagram, but it's old. It's recycled. We've been seeing it. And so anyways, We've been seeing it.
Mm.
Anyway, so everyone on Instagram is always just playing catch up on the things that like we've already seen over on the TikTok side.
Okay.
And
why is information no longer as valuable if it, the first time that I see it on the platform of my choice is after you saw it on TikTok? Why is it less valuable?
Because I've already had a reaction to it.
I haven't.
Right. And that's great for you. That's valuable for you. I'm just saying for me, it's not as exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where was I going with this? Now I forget. You threw me off my. My trains of thought. Both trains have left the station. All of the trains have left the station.
Oh no.
And now the station is empty.
It's a Saturday morning. So no Adderall in me.
TikTok.
This is all you.
Trains, Instagram. Fuck, where was I going with this? Oh, I was gonna say, and you've actually admitted to this, is that the TikTok for you page is scary accurate. Like the things that it will serve to you, because TikTok is a deep abyss of content, but the for you page is incredible at showing you things that you have, even if you spend a millisecond more time watching a certain video than another video, it will learn from that. And so like it shows you when you start using TikTok, it shows you the generic For You page. And then as soon as you start using TikTok, your For You page is so insanely tailored. So currently I'm on dog TikTok always. So that means like it serves me like hella dog videos. And then I also
hella dog videos.
Hella dog videos. Mm. And then I also am on Wombat TikTok where it shows me lots of videos of wombats. I'm also not really on dance TikTok. There's a few dancers that I follow that I like know in real life that are really talented, but it doesn't show me too many dance videos. I'm definitely on like DIY and like room decor and like makeover transformation TikTok. What's another one? Anyways, so your For You page really, really tailors itself. And so the game we're about to hop into today is, I can't decide if it's a representation of just like the overall generation of TikTok users, or if it's like a specific niche of TikTok content. Anyways, I'm gonna quiz Jeremy on some TikTok and Gen Z phrases and words, and we'll see where you land on this. I'm interested because again, things make it over to Instagram, but not always. And I asked on Instagram if there was anything specific you want me to quiz Jeremy on, and I got a few.
So this whole thing was about how lesser of a platform Instagram is, and then you went to Instagram to ask.
Yeah.
Got it.
Instagram's not a lesser platform. It just serves a different purpose.
I wanted to make sure I was hearing that correctly.
Yeah, this is not apples to apples.
No.
This is apple to pear.
It's actually ByteDance to Facebook.
Sure. Sure, if you want to get nerdy about it. So anyways, I went to Instagram and asked you what you want me to quiz Jeremy on, and honestly, some of the replies, I was like, oh, I have no idea what the fuck this is. So obviously, like, they're on a different TikTok than I am.
Right.
But either way.
If you were to describe your TikTok in 5 words or less.
Uh-huh. My TikTok? Like my TikTok For You page?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dog. Do the words all have to be connected? Jesus Christ, Jeremy's breaking the set. Whoa, that actually came off. What's going on? Oh my God. Our set is actively falling apart right now. Did the words have to be connected or can they be separate?
I'm already over the idea.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, here we go. We're diving right in. This is a little bit of an old one.
An oldie but a goodie?
An oldie but a goodie. It's not super old, but it was like 6 months ago.
Okay.
Okay, so what does it mean when someone is a Heather?
A Heather?
A Heather.
And I assume that's different than a Karen.
What?
I assume that's different than a Karen.
It's not a Karen.
No, I assume it's different than a Karen.
Oh yeah, different than a Karen. That's correct.
Not a Chad.
Not a Chad.
Okay. A Heather?
A Heather. What does it mean to be a Heather?
Heather. Heather Gray. Heather. Heather rhymes with feather. which is close to one of my favorite cheeses, which is cheddar. And
you do
I
love
like
a sharp cheddar.
On my eggs.
I think you're getting too far away from...
Lauren's got nice legs.
That's true.
And I used to get on top of kegs. I don't know.
Oh, you got on top of a keg not too long ago.
When?
You did a keg stand.
It wasn't in the last 15 months.
Was not in the last 15 months, no.
The thought of me putting the end
God.
Of a keg
into your
in
mouth.
In my mouth. I think back to myself, I'm like, you know why my immune system's so strong? Because it did that. Oh, 10 years.
There's just so many things that I think about now that are just not okay.
Oh, I'll go back to that.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few things that I just don't know if I'm going to go back to.
You know, you've just never tasted a beer until you've tasted it upside down.
I think I have tasted beer upside down. And it's not any better than when it's actually worse. It feels
you've
worse.
You've tasted beer upside down? I haven't seen you drink a beer right side up.
Yeah, I don't like beer. It was in college, university.
I want to meet her.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
She seems fun.
I'm not very good.
She seems carefree.
I don't like beer. I'm actually intolerant to, I forget what the ingredient in
beer
is.
You're Asian. You're intolerant to everything. Milk.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah.
What else gives you the glow?
Oh, nothing gives me the glow.
You don't get the glow?
No, you would know if I got the glow. Asian glow is like sometimes rashes, big rosy cheeks.
I didn't know about Asian glow until we started dating.
Oh, I'm trying to think who gets Asian glow in our friend group. Yeah, but it's very noticeable when someone gets Asian glow. Yeah. I think it's uncomfortable too. Like I think you get super like warm, like your face feels
well, it doesn't
hot.
Look like
our friend JP gets Asian glow and it looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I you know, the white side really jumped out for that one.
It said, we got you.
It said, we got you, bitch, on those enzymes.
Now if you drink some milk, you fuck.
We don't got you. Okay, what's a Heather, babe?
I don't know.
So Heather is a perfect person. You wanna be a Heather. So like if someone was like,
I want to be a Heather.
You want to be a Heather.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was inspired by the Conan Gray song where they say they wish they were Heather, because Heather is the one I think that like,
shout out Eddie and Colette,
that gets the girl or the guy, and you want to be the Heather.
Got it.
Yeah.
So if I texted Eddie Winnell right now, Conan's manager, and said, I'd like to be a Heather.
Yeah.
He'd know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
Texting you, Eddie.
Conan's manager, which for sure. Or he's a bad manager and isn't familiar with the content.
I'm going to text Eddie after this.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's his responsibility and his job to know what a Heather is. I can't wait. Okay. So next up, we've got a pick me girl.
A pick me girl?
Yeah. A pick me girl. This is something that you've encountered. This is something that you, you probably know a pick me girl.
Okay. A pick me girl. Let's sound this out like Latin style. Pick me, and me is a girl. So I assume it's a female.
Uh-huh.
Does it have to be a female?
In the context that TikTok uses it in, I would say that it most majority of the times would be a female. Yes.
Not sure I'm buying into this anymore, but I assume it's a woman who wants to stand out from the crowd when it comes to being selected for potential relations.
Mating.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I see the logic in that for sure. Like that does make sense as a guess. I think that's probably the best guess that I would have given as well.
Right.
Not knowing what a pick me girl is. So a pick me girl is a girl who tries to impress the guys, and the pick me girl is frequently saying, I'm not like the other girls. Like, oh my God.
So you're a pick me girl.
No, I think a pick me girl would not have that many girlfriends because they think that they are one of the bros. I just happen to get along with guys, but I prefer to hang out with girls.
You guys hear that? Okay.
I'm not like the other girls.
I'm not here to put you in a box or tell you who you are.
You're putting me in a box.
I would never.
I feel confined.
I'm just saying.
I feel claustrophobic.
Hop on out. I just think that you've elicited pick me girl tendencies, or at least you've bragged about what I think you're saying they're doing. I think you've bragged about succeeding at this.
Being a pick me girl.
Yeah.
I think that guy friends and girlfriends serve different purposes in your life to fulfill different friendship needs.
Okay.
And there are times when it's fun to hang out with the guys, and it's mostly fun. I would, like, if I only had one slot in the week for socialization, I would choose my girlfriends every single time.
Okay.
And I think that I would like to confirm that as my answer to solidify the fact that I am not a pick me girl.
Sounds like you're a little defensive on the whole pick me girl.
Cause you called me a pick me girl.
I just said that I think you shared some characteristics with a pick me girl in the past.
Okay. I would not disagree with that. I would not disagree with that.
Sounds like we're on the same page.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. So this one needs a physical hand motion. So for our audio listeners, I'm going to describe it for you as well.
No. I'm going to describe the hand motion.
Okay.
Yeah. Bella.
Huh?
Bella.
Hadid?
No.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Bella. What's her last name? The girl who does the tatted super face zoomy any thingy. Bella Porch.
Porch.
Porch?
Porch.
Porch?
Bella Porch. She's doing the Bella Porch.
I don't know if this is where that came
field
from.
Field goal.
Wait, so describe what you're seeing. So for our audio listeners.
So you know when you play the game where you make a paper football?
Yeah.
And you flick it and do.
You know what's actually really fucked up about this is that like there's an app version of this now that I bet the new generations play on an app. But like when you're waiting at the restaurant for your food, the amount of times that we would just crumple up a straw wrapper and play this like physically in real life.
Straw wrapper?
Yeah, that's always how I played.
How many straws do you have?
I mean, when you're waiting at a restaurant for your food, it's the best you got. Or I guess a napkin.
No, I would have taken, you know, the table mats that are paper that you can color on?
Yeah, you rip them
up. Yeah, I would have done
that. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, but I feel like the younger generations just don't know the origin of
Did you want to cap the story off by saying back in my day?
Back in my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. You're almost 30.
I'm a fossil at this point.
I know.
Okay. So describe what's happening though.
You're making the tape, the paper football touchdown thingy.
Okay. So what is this now? What does this mean now?
Oh, and was there a word for it?
I mean, there's not like a specific name for it, but what does it, what is like the emotion or like the sentiment that it omits?
It's, I think it's nostalgic of childhood.
Okay. No. Try and think like a 17-year-old.
That is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I think it is nostalgic to childhood.
Okay. So if you go back to our episode with the pretty basic guess, uh-huh. Remy does this actually a bunch. And it was so funny watching it happen. And I was like, I know Jeremy has no idea what the fuck is going on.
I mean, I see it all the time on the internet.
Yeah. So it's, you know, the emoji with the big eyes that kind of have like the glisten. It's like the puppy dog eye emoji. Yeah. So basically it's like that in real life. Like people, it's like the shy, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you're acting like a little child.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little cringy. I'm going to be
yeah,
honest.
It's very cringy.
It's very cringy.
It's like you're so innocent and you didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah.
This is very much in line with what I was thinking.
Okay. Well, minus the football part of it.
Well, right. But like, that's what I'm describing, like what it visually looks like to me.
Right. Okay. I would give that a 0.6 of a point.
0.6?
Yeah.
That's an F.
A 60% was an F for you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. What?
Yes.
An F?
It was an 8-point scale.
What? So what would a 50% be?
An F.
I'm sorry. Okay, wait, hang on. Back up. Okay, so walk me through. I'm so confused right now.
So like-
What's a passing grade?
So I think it was 100 to 93 was an A.
What?
93, 92, yeah. And so it's every 8 points. So then 8 points below that. Because I think B stopped at, 84, 85. And then, yeah. And then C. And then D was starting at, let's see what it would have been.
That feels so harsh.
It was hard.
That's so harsh.
I know. And then in college, it was 10 points. 10-point scale. So 100, 90, 80, 70, 60.
Wow, my God. Yeah, I would say the Canadian one is definitely way closer to a 10-point scale. That feels so harsh because 50% was our passing grade. So if you got like a 55, you're like, oh, bitch, I'm in the clear.
So anything below 68.
Is an F?
No, it would have been an F.
That is so harsh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So just below that is a fail?
Yeah.
Below a 68 is a fail?
Maybe 66, 65, but yeah, that's fail.
Oh my God.
I mean, like in business school.
That is not enough wiggle room to do like to flop on a test.
Right, like in business school, you couldn't get a, like, I think you had to have above a B average to like actually get a degree. Like you couldn't graduate with like D's or C's.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I barely attended my last year of university and I still graduated with honors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough. Okay. Well, anyways, and obviously that degree has led me to much success.
And I'd like to point out that I was well on my way to getting that degree and still couldn't find the patience or time to do it and
stay
left.
Stay in school, kids.
And like I said, I've been asked once in my professional career,
yeah.
Hey, you did graduate from college, right? No. Is that a problem? Didn't think so.
Oh, really? You said no?
No, I said no. And I even went so far to say, and if that's a prerequisite to get on the team you're hiring for.
Right. I'm not interested.
I'm not interested.
That's
like, no, of course it's not. It's not.
That's big dick energy.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Let's see these little fucking salespeople you got over here that uh-huh. need a degree to do what they do. Because uh-huh. I've been doing sales for a long time.
You're like, sales is in my blood.
I've been bullshitting since day one.
Love that. Okay. Next up, we've got the blue cap emoji. So there's no words with this one. It's just like the hat emoji and just happens to be blue.
Oh. The blue cap emoji reminds me of, was it Ash Ketchum or Brock in Pokemon that had the cap? It was blue. I think Ash's is red. Yeah, so it must have been somebody else's.
Okay, so it's Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm going to go on and get, like on a limb and say it's not that, but that's
that's what
your
I best
think.
Guess?
Yeah.
That's your best guess? Okay, so do you remember when No Cap was popular?
Last week, of course.
Yeah, last week. So we've dropped the no. We've dropped the cap. No cap. And so cap, it just means a lie. So if you say something and someone drops a cap, you're like, you're lying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should bring that up in conversation. This week.
Yeah.
Someone will say something that's like on the fence. Like cap.
Okay. No. You send the blue hat emoji that you don't say just, cap.
So you just.
You just send the emoji.
So someone lies to you via text.
Yes.
And then you send them a blue baseball cap emoji.
Yes.
As if to say, I don't exactly buy your story.
Yes.
Makes total sense.
Yes. 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 Things are just getting shorter and shorter.
No, totally.
And more obscure.
I'll always remember the the girlfriend, or I don't know if she's a girlfriend or not, the person that I was, no, I think it was a girlfriend that I was talking to at the time emojis came out.
Yeah.
And she would just send me emojis as responses. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? She's like, it's a smiley face. I'm excited. Or it's like, I love, or I'm mad. I'm just like, why don't you use your words? Use your words. I thought it was the dumbest thing in the world.
And it took me
an extra maybe year to get over the hump. Even when I was like, oh fuck, this is a much more efficient way of communicating. Yeah, but I'm right. like, nah, I can't.
So she gave you a little like emoji PTSD a little bit. Yeah, I see. Uh-huh.
Post
emoji.
I tried to come up with an acronym for that.
And it just didn't get there. Yeah.
Didn't
post emoji stress.
I was pessimistic. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is easy. You know this one. This is a level one.
Okay. Okay.
So it's an acronym.
Mm.
And it is IYK.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Let's go, babe.
Yes.
We are fossils and you nailed that.
Ready?
Yeah.
CAC.
Oh, cost over. No, hang on. Customer acquisition cost.
Yes. It's just CAC.
Oh, yeah, there's no K on there. Yeah, yeah.
EBITDA. I'm kidding. Let's move on.
I don't know what that one is.
You did great. Okay, CAC. Okay. Wonderful.
CAC. Customer acquisition cost.
Can you say acquisition?
Yeah, before? I don't know why the acquisition.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure that.
No, there was something going on there. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It was an accusation. Customer accusation cost.
Yes.
Wow, that's a good one.
Okay, here's another easy one. You know this one. A stan.
Oh, well, originating from Eminem, Stan.
Love that song.
Yeah, which I think people forget sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the biggest fan in the world.
Yeah, so it's also, I'm not sure. I think this is like a stalker and fan makes Stan.
Right.
Yeah, but Eminem was way before the times.
Right.
Or ahead of the times.
Right.
Eminem was nailing it.
Right.
Because that song's old.
It's not new.
Yeah, it's not new.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you just learned this one and I tweeted about it the other day. You didn't like it, but we really took a deep dive into what this was. You had a full understanding of it. And we actually found some samples as well. An uwu girl.
Oh, I don't like these. It makes me uncomfortable.
Give me an explanation of the uwu.
It's the voice for me.
It's the voice for me.
It's the voice for me. That part is what I can't get over.
Okay, well, give me, paint me a picture of an uwu girl.
So I guess the hair is like that color.
Right. So pink.
But it's a wig.
Right.
It's not real hair. So is that, but probably better for your hair, like healthy wise.
Oh, anyway, for sure.
Yeah. How Megan Plays keeps her hair so healthy and has pink hair.
No idea.
Does she wig?
No, it's real.
Really?
It's real.
Megan, we want to know the secrets. Anyway, it's like a wig and then the headphones with the cat ears, which is something you would do, which is a little weird. And then the little microphone, and it's like, they're like webcam.
Okay. Well, it can be webcam.
Well, all the ones that I saw were webcam.
Okay.
Right?
No. You saw gamer girls too.
Yeah. But they were like about to be on a webcam talking to somebody.
Yeah. I feel like we're talking about different webcams. When girls game, they're on a webcam.
Yeah, but this remember there was like someone was calling her and she was like, oh my fucking God, I gotta go.
I see. Also, I hated that.
But I mean, the voice went from, oh my God, I gotta go. This is crazy. And then it went to like, hello.
I really wanted to give you the stage for that one to see how long you would go, and you did not disappoint.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And so that's what I got.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good. I wish I had asked you this a couple days ago before we went down this like deep rabbit hole of an uwu girl is. So
then you would have missed that whole impersonation.
Yeah, you're right. So the uwu is, it started because it's like, it looks kind of like a face. Like when you have like the capital U's and the W is like a little mouth situation.
Is that kind of like the original emoji where it's like,
yeah. Kind of. Wow, I loved that.
It's like kind of crooked to the side.
Yeah. Kind of crooked to the side with the arms out. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So it brings the emoticon to life through their aesthetic and demeanor, which is sweetly childlike, but also suggestive and also like kind of originating with anime girls.
I don't.
Everyone's got their thing.
No. Yeah. No, I know.
Everyone's got their thing.
The thing that the only, you know, I'm all for whatever you're into.
Right, we're not kink shaming.
No. Every time it goes back to child.
Yeah. There's a weird, it makes me uncomfortable to think about.
And you know what it is? It makes me uncomfortable because I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm sure there's a healthy way to do it. It's just I don't understand the healthy way of tying suggestive anything towards
the childlike
thing.
Yeah.
Without it just being a big old red flag for me.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the reflection is on that, but that's just not something that I understand.
Right. I mean, it's just the childlike portion. Cause the rest of it is like, oh, you've got pink hair and like you do your eye makeup in a specific way. It's like, that's whatever. Like,
Lauren
do says, you. Like,
that's Lauren 2017.
Yeah, literally that is me 27. Well, pink hair was me 2017. Oh, well, maybe even early 2016 probably. But like,
were you an UWU girl?
No, I was not an UWU girl. I was,
I
was a VSCO girl ahead of the times.
Okay.
Yeah. I was a VSCO girl living in a 2015 lifestyle YouTuber world.
Okay.
May that rest in peace.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. This is the one that I didn't know.
Hit me.
The house down boots.
House down boots?
The house down boots.
Just, can I call Todrick Hall? He seems like someone who would know the house down boots.
Yes. Getting closer.
I would assume.
You're warm.
Why, is it part of dancing?
No.
Okay. Is it a nice, anything nice down to the, like.
Yeah.
Warmer. I don't know.
Okay, so it's originates in drag.
And I was gonna say, is this a RuPaul thing?
I think so. I mean,
the boots part is what gets me.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure because I asked a friend who's really into Drag Race and they explained it to me, but I feel like I didn't fully grasp where it started from. So if anyone knows,
if I texted Hot Todrick right now and said, can you explain to me house down boots?
Yeah.
Do you think he would know?
Yes, for sure. Okay. For sure. So it's used as an exclamation point. Basically,
it's grammar. Okay,
but just in the form of a lot of words.
Okay,
right, and I
thought, you know, when I heard cap had such a large meaning to it, I thought we were slimming down the words we're using.
This one we were going the opposite direction.
Okay,
yeah, opposite.
Well,
everything's
cyclical.
Yeah. So anyway, if someone understands the house down boots and wants to give us fossils a little pop culture lesson, please do, because I don't fully understand. And I literally hate that I feel too old to like know. You know what? This isn't an age thing though. This is just like a different industry.
It's a different TikTok thing, babe.
I don't think this is actually on TikTok. I think this is just like a pop culture thing that I'm not.
Well, we don't watch RuPaul.
We don't watch RuPaul.
And it's not that I don't think I would enjoy RuPaul. It's just like, I've never gotten into it.
Yeah, we should get into it though.
You know what it is though? You know, when there's a show that has such a strong following that anytime someone asks if you watch it and you say no, they go, oh, are you, like, it's as if I told them that their mother has bad BO.
Right. And I mean, I feel like you did that with Game of Thrones for a lot of people though. You did that to me.
No. So I am an active hypocrite.
Okay. I see. Self-aware hypocrite.
You know,
got
I'm
it.
Self-aware yeah. hypocrite. Yeah. And you could bet your ass the moment that I go to the other side, have you seen Game of Thrones? No. Are you kidding? You would love it. It's Arya just swinging and it, like, yeah, no, I'm,
got
I'm,
it.
I am.
The hypocrite.
It's completely hypocritical. But I think it's because like there's just so much history there that I'm like, well, I'm too deep. Lost. I can't get into that now.
Oh, you didn't watch Lost. There it is.
In the wild.
Okay. Well, we will do our part in education on the house down boots and
No. You're gonna do
yeah,
the
you're
education.
You're gonna do the education and let us know. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Awa awa.
Awa awa.
Awa awa.
Could you do the sentence real quick?
How you doing today? Awa awa.
Country of origin?
TikTok.
Okay. Is that mainland China? I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm gonna play you some awa awa so you can get an idea. Hang on, this is Charlie Poof. Hang on. Are you ready for some awa awa?
Hard to say.
I think you actually might know some awa awa as soon as you hear it.
Yo, Pudge. I got you.
Chihuahua.
It's behind my back. Ready? I'm going to show you on the count of three. One, 2-3.
That's a chihuahua.
It's 100% a chihuahua. 100%. It's 100% chihuahua. So Awa originates in this chihuahua named Pudgy.
Okay.
And he is TikTok famous. Uh-huh. And I guess he got out of the house and was like lost for a few weeks.
Okay.
Got hit by a car.
Oh.
Found his way home.
This chihuahua,
yeah.
Who's lighter than that glass of water.
Yes, got hit by a car. And apparently like when he came home after like the incident, he just started being an awa-awa. Like he just started doing awa-awa and he didn't do that before.
Awa-awa.
Awa-awa.
Moose kind of does that sometimes.
He kind of goes like, ow, ow. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And this dog has gotten so famous.
The vocal
of the awa,
flexibility
awa.
That I'm exhibiting in this podcast is.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
If I had
on.
A voiceover agent, I'd call you up. Do I just send this tape to CAA and see how it goes?
I think that's absolutely the move.
Corey Wexler, coming to you.
Okay, next up we've got the use of bestie.
What do you want to know?
Tell me everything. What do you know?
Well, first off, I'm thinking of my what was it? Bad Baby released a song. Bestie, a few.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's my best friend. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do. Oh, careful. We're going to get copyright.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, that.
Okay.
But bestie, best friend.
Yeah, but like, how is it used now?
I think I want to phone a friend named Remy for this.
Yeah.
One, because she's my bestie.
Right.
And two, because I feel like she would know exactly how to answer this question.
Confirming that. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't. I'm just going to put it out that whatever bestie is, is the way that Remy would describe it.
I feel like that's kind of a workaround. It's kind of a cheating answer.
And it's kind of working.
I don't know. I wouldn't give you a full point for it.
I'm sorry. Did we just put down my bestie status with Remy?
No. We just put down the fact that you are avoiding answering the actual question.
I'm not avoiding the answer. I'm just saying I think that would be my best depiction of what bestie is.
Anyways, I'm gonna give it to you. So bestie, for some reason, has like come back and
I didn't know it went away.
Well, it just came back stronger than it's ever been back, been here.
Anti-rest in peace, bestie.
Yeah, anti-rest in peace. So people are using bestie, like you can say like, hey, bestie, like what's up, bestie? Like, how you doing, bestie? Like you can say it like that, but you can also use it to like ironically call someone that you hate bestie.
Oh.
And that's new.
A little satire.
A little satire. Yeah, that's new.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's... Yeah.
So one can be hyperbolic.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, me and my bestie there.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Sure.
Is that good?
Well, yeah, we'll work on that. We will work on that. Okay.
I had no idea TikTok had such hyperbole.
Yeah. I mean, you know, these Gen Zers, they are witty. And I am scared of
them. You know, these kids these days. What's the next generation called?
The iPad babies.
What?
So I saw this fucking hilarious TikTok of this battle between Gen Zers and millennials because like there's this whole thing going on saying that like Gen Zs are making fun of millennials because they still have side parts and wear skinny jeans because those apparently are not popular anymore.
Do I have a side part and do I wear skinny jeans?
You wear skinny jeans. Well, I think it's different for guys though, but like, you're fine. Don't change anything. You're fine.
There's nothing worse than just a straight leg, like on me.
Yeah, that's I'm no so one tall. Needs to see that.
I just look like
like a dad.
Well, I look like someone put a weather covering on an electric pole. They just said, oh,
right.
We got to wrap this thing up because it's old and it'll start to decay if we don't put this nice burlap sack on it. And then we'll stick two of them together and then we'll put a mop on the top.
Perfect.
That would be me.
That is, yeah. So anyway, so we're gonna stick to skinny jeans for you, I think, is the move. So the Gen Zers make fun of the millennials for the side part, for the skinny jeans.
So it's more of a woman thing.
Definitely. It's girls picking on girls.
Girls
this
not
is
supporting
not some
girls.
Girls not supporting girls. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Girls are mean.
Girls are fucking mean. Girls are fucking mean.
I think guys are meaner in childhood.
Yeah.
And then at like 18, guys are all just like, assuming you're not active trying to have sex with somebody else's girlfriend.
Right.
They're like, yeah, I get it.
Whatever.
Even then they're like, girls, listen, I get it.
Girls are mean. Girls are mean.
Yeah.
And
stop doing that. If you're being mean to your friends, stop.
But like, it's weird because they like do it sly. Like,
Lauren, grab some glass and tell them to stop. Grab some glass. Tell them stop. Knock it off.
Stop being mean. Girls supporting girls.
Who?
Who what?
Who's going to stop being mean?
Girls stop being mean.
To who?
Other girls.
That's right.
Girls supporting girls.
Go find a guy to be mean to.
Go find a guy to be mean to. Yeah. Go find a fuckboy to be mean to. Anyways.
No. Go find a fuckboy to ignore.
Sure. Okay. But you're not ignoring them if you're going out to find them.
Nah, so go out to find them and say, I'm just not interested in this anymore.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
In my best friend. Let's try that again in English. Did you see that she just made like a million in a day on OnlyFans?
Yeah, on OnlyFans. Oh my God, I did see that.
Yeah.
She, you know what's so crazy is that she is the same age as JoJo Siwa.
They should collab.
Think about
how much that would pop. A JoJo Siwa and Bad Baby collab? Are you kidding?
That could go off. That could go off. Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Can you imagine Bad Baby in like a couple of like hair ties and JoJo Siwa just one rap verse? One.
What? Or that could be really good.
Or just something ironic during a chorus?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle, in any one of JoJo Siwa's $1 million cars.
Or if it was.
How about girls supporting girls?
That's some girl supporting girl shit. Or if they just did a music video and it went back and forth, like the juxtaposition between like the JoJo Siwa world and the Bad Baby world. And then they came together and it was like a combination of the two. That would be fun. I would stream that. So a few other of these phrases and words were so interesting. So I learned something in this process. And so I wanna like talk about this, but I also want to make it very clear that I am in the learning process of this, and I would love more information from our viewers who have a better understanding, because I'm in the learning process and I had no idea. So essentially, like a lot of these words on TikTok and phrases that have become popular. So for example, one of mine on my list that when I asked on Instagram, everyone wanted to know if you would understand what bussin' means.
Bussin', as in the music video.
Bussin'. Oh yeah, there is a music video. You have a song named Bussin'.
Bussin'.
So on TikTok, is it bussin'?
What song is that though?
I don't know. So anyways, on TikTok, there was someone who said, is it bussin' Janelle? And that's like that audio got super popular where it's Janelle at the end. And so
Janelle Monáe?
No. Janelle is a very, very white food TikToker, and she makes all these like keto meals.
Not Janelle Monáe.
Who's very talented. But so in this process, I learned that let me find the definition. So a lot of these phrases that have become popular on TikTok and like other, these like, you know what? It's like, it's very like Gen Z based, are AAVE, which stands for African American Vernacular English.
Oh, what's new?
I know, but like, so I didn't realize how much that vocabulary expands into words that are just like in our everyday.
Yeah, but that's a new acronym for me.
Okay.
But that started with soul music.
Yeah.
What came before? What made rock? Soul. Everything was jazz. And then soul came in and people, oh, I like that. Let me go try and make it my own kind of thing. Like we've been stealing AAVI. We've been doing that since the AAVE. We have been stealing everything from other cultures for centuries and making it our own and monetizing it.
Yeah. So anyways, this is like my first like deep dive into it. And, I had no idea.
But look at dance.
Yeah.
Look at music.
Yeah. No, for
look
sure.
Athletes.
For sure. No, it all makes sense now. So let me, okay, so what are some examples of AAVE? And so
turn on the television.
Words such as lit, woke, bae, ratchet, which, and so ratchet's one of the ones that I learned a while ago, and I was like, oh, this is not appropriate, and this is not something that I will be continuing in my vocabulary. And so like that was a learning moment for me a couple of years, or no, maybe like last year, that I didn't fully understand until like fans enlightened me as to like what that could actually mean. Sis, slay, hella, and fuck, I already used hella today in the podcast. Like in, I just, you know, it's just now I'm aware of it. Basic, straight up, on fleek, I feel you, turn up. Have become common sayings that are often-
All right, now turn up. Now I'm going to have to put up hard. I, listen now, maybe. I just think that I'd like to, can I request a loan out on that word?
Maybe.
Or phrase?
Maybe.
Can I borrow that?
Maybe. Oh, okay. Here's a pretty good definition. Okay, so within any culture, language is the basis for communicating ideas and plays a role in shaping people's sense of community. Yet in North American pop culture, Black Vernacular English, BVE, is often used by non-Black people for social capital. BVE is often misused out of context in an attempt to be relevant, relatable, or for credibility. It's rooted in both African dialects and or Caribbean Creole English. So anyways, I got a lot of learning to do here, but I feel like I'm at the tip of the iceberg and... let's see. Oh, BVE is used by companies on social media and in advertising and marketing as an attempt to appeal to the younger audience. If many of these words or phrases simply sound like internet and social media lingo, it demonstrates the extent to which the appropriation of BVE by non-Black communities has accelerated exponentially in the age of the internet.
Mm.
Yeah, so fuck, I had no idea. And so this is like, I'm at the tip of the iceberg, I feel like, for learning about this, but I had no idea.
I mean, I think it's the ultimate, like, show your work.
Yeah.
And the internet is making you show your work and your sources.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, before, the person that came up with an idea is the person that just, like, said it first in their friend group.
Right.
And then it just, we all go, oh, I can't believe we all said the same things. And it's like,
right,
no, like,
yeah,
someone somewhere heard something funny and then just reused it and said it was their own. But it's just like, I'm not kidding. Turn on the television and anything entertaining, it's not something like we didn't come up with some ideas, but a lot of it is just like, oh, this group that doesn't have the money to make this picture or this film or this project come to life has a funny idea. I'm going to take that idea. And then I'm going to be the one to, one, take credit for it and also make all the money from it.
Right. Like,
that is entertainment and media to a T.
Yeah.
I think that the world is at the tip of the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg of saying, oh, we have just been stealing that from other cultures for forever.
Right.
And I honestly don't know if it's, I think it's going to be another 20, 30, 40, 50 years, hopefully faster, but like tale as old as time.
Right.
But it's great for the kids to point it out.
Right. And so like, that's what I mean. Like I think I need to understand more the difference, or not the difference, but like the understanding behind like giving proper credit or where things are offensive. And like, if it's something that you just need to omit from your vocabulary altogether, like, I feel like that's the part that I don't fully understand yet. And that I need to like, I need to learn either from our audience, hopefully, or also just like on the internet. So that's on me to do my research.
Well, it's just like one of the things where just being aware of.
Well, yeah. And I mean, that's, I feel like the first, like I just checked the first box of now being aware of it.
But also like imitation is you know, a big old form of flattery.
Like, yeah. But I think I just need to make sure like I'm not disrespecting any community, especially unintentionally, because that is like the last thing that I, and it's so crazy. Like, had we not done this podcast and I did more research into certain words, because like for bussin', I was like, oh fuck, this is not in my vocabulary. Like, and I don't fully know.
You don't use bussin' often?
Don't use bussin'.
I can't remember the last thing that went by that I didn't use bussin'.
Yeah, right. So I don't use bussin'. So like when I went to go Google the official definition on Urban Dictionary of bussin'.
I like that Merriam-Webster has like got everything on like the cut and dry, just like old fashioned.
Yep.
And also it's a benchmark of like when bussin' makes it over to Merriam.
Right.
When she picks it up.
Right.
When everything starts in Urban Dictionary.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So anyways, like in my research to define bussin', that's where I started like learning about this, and I was like, oh shit. And then I like went deeper and deeper and deeper, and I was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And so it was, you know, at the hand of this podcast that I now have a better understanding.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. And so are we going to watch this clip back in 6 months or 6 years when it's on the front page of TMZ and be canceled? Is that the level that we're working with here?
Well, And that's what I need to understand more, is that like, I don't want to be offensive to any community and I want to be fully respectful. So that's like where I'm looking to our audience to like understand how.
Oh, so to cancel us now so that we know, or
well,
to tell-
I mean, I think we're addressing like our lack of understanding and education for it right now. So I feel like this is not a cancelable offense.
No, yeah, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But okay, then good. Again, you could be canceled for anything.
I know. Fuck. It makes me so nervous. I'm like, is today the day I get canceled?
Could be any day.
Could be any day.
You never know.
I mean, I just feel as if I don't have much content out there that's very cancelable. But
say that now.
Yeah, fuck. You never know. Okay, and the last one on here is but you already said it. You're like, it's the blank for me.
Oh, it's the anything for me?
It's the anything for me.
Oh, right. Well, as an honorary Gen Zer, I am exhibiting just that is the issue for me.
Right. And so it's used like sarcastically.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, if I've got ugly shoes on, you'd be like, it's the Air Force Ones for me.
Right. But I would never do that.
I don't want to offend anyone. Well, I'm not really an Air Force One kind of bitch anymore.
Oh, you've moved on from those?
That's not true. My Air Force One high tops, I'm a big fan of. They're like the daily shoe that I would wear on a typical basis if I don't care like what happens to them. But I'm kind of a Jordan 1 bitch now. I gotta be honest.
Okay, got it.
Gotta be honest.
That's great. No, I'm glad you've moved on. You've grown.
And you know what? I chose Air Force One because I am someone who's worn a ton of Air Force Ones and still wear them, the high top version.
I wore Air Force Ones for years, 20 years ago.
I just didn't want to come for like the community that love Crocs, because the Croc community has really popped off lately and it's just not something that I personally can get on board with.
And speaking of culture, where do you think Air Force Ones came from?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, totally. The Croc culture, on the other hand,
that came from a marketing budget.
That I feel like that is that a white person thing? It's got to be a white person.
Crocs?
Thing. Yeah.
I'm not claiming that.
Yeah. You know what, babe? I think.
Listen, did I put vanilla tinted moisturizer on today?
Yeah.
Yes. Am I claiming Crocs? No. That's translucent.
Well.
No.
Well. Mm-mm. People are. Is it Post Malone that just did a collab?
Post Malone can do that. Like, he's that fucking cool. Like, Bieber can do that. Like, I can't do that.
I don't know if Bieber could do the Crocs thing.
Bieber could definitely do
Post
it.
Post Malone could do the Crocs thing. There's something about that feels right.
Post Malone could, at the same time, Post Malone could probably talk Bud Light into paying him at the same time that Crocs can pay him to do a joint commercial.
Yes.
About drinking Bud Light.
In your Crocs.
In Crocs.
Yeah.
On a couch.
I just don't think that Crocs are that comfortable. There was at one point when they first started becoming popular and I was like, oh, it's like people love these. Like, what's the hype? Put them on. I was like, these aren't even that comfortable.
If I was going to Birkenstock or Croc, I'd Birkenstock.
Or like if I was going to Ugg or Croc, Ugg every single time. You're walking on a pillow, where Croc is like you're walking on some cheap, shitty foam.
If I didn't want to ever have to buy a drink in West Hollywood again, I would Ugg.
Yeah, you would Ugg. But you just there's just so many more options that are more comfortable. I do think it's funny, though, when people say they're putting their Crocs in sport mode and they'll put the little strap behind their heel. Mm-hmm. I do think that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I can
see you getting a kick out of that.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that. Yeah. I really do. I get a good chuckle.
Do you think at some point in time someone had this conversation of, what do you mean get a kick out of?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Because like, anyway, I do get a good chuckle. Out of the Crocs sport mode. I do get a good chuckle. I feel like this episode has made me feel more fossily than I ever have in my entire life.
I never felt younger.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in touch with the kids.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
But not in this way.
All right, Heather. It's just one finger.
Not this?
No, I don't know what that is.
This is the football one.
There's actually another TikTok trend that's got the two finger guns. And okay, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. Jeremy's just flashing. Okay. Well, that looks like scissoring. I don't know what's going on there.
Ma'am. We're trying to be monetized.
Sir. There's another TikTok trend where, it goes with the audio. So pew, pew, pew. Well, no, not quite. There's no pew, pewing in this one, but the overarching theme is that it's a friendship or relationship where you're polar opposites. So the one that I saw yesterday was like the girlfriend puts up her gun and now what is it? Is it gun? Put up the gun? Fuck, I'm going to fuck this up. But I would be like, only can function on making plans. Like I can only be social if I make the plans. And then the boyfriend would hold up their gun and set like the text over their face would just be like, only likes to go with the flow. And
you so got, us.
You don't mind a plan.
I like a light theme.
Yeah, you have a light theme.
I like starting point.
You like a starting point.
And I definitely like people to be on time to that starting point.
Right. So you like a little structure.
Yeah.
You like a little structure.
Well, I like to know where we're starting.
which is fair.
Yeah.
I think that that's.
But like once we get there, if it sucks, let's move on.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to be go with the flow and go out and whatever?
Oh, God.
Soon.
Yeah. Like the days of like bar hopping.
Yeah. Lauren.
Jeremy.
I might be so bold as to say.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah.
I might be able to announce my big news.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might be able.
Or we might just have another round of influencer hype up.
That was the point.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I really wish that I could announce. But other than that, I just, I want to see more comments from our new hot territories.
Yeah.
Including Canada.
Hi, Canada. Canada. This is your week. It's your time to shine, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Ahead of some big, unprecedented, never before seen guests on podcasts, except for maybe a few times or maybe their own podcasts as well.
Right.
In the near future.
Right.
This has been.
I listen to the same four podcasts every week, so I got nothing for you.
This has been Hey Babe.
I'm Chrissy D.
I'm Sal.
You're Sal. You're so Sal.
I'm Sal.
You're Sal. Yeah.
Good night, love you.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.